Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it a good kiss all night. All night in the club. Will you stay down tonight? Until you come up.
Yeah, man.
Well. What's up, you guys? What is happening? We got so much going on. The goddamn Real Talk with Rosebud. We finna take off into the stratosphere. I'm gonna bring on a Queen T Trey. I done made my mind up. I'm gonna bring her on. She gonna we gonna figure out how to give her like 20 minutes. 5 or 7 minutes explaining what, you know, the subject of matter would be. And then the rest of the minutes would be you guys out there listening. You need to ask her questions about this shit, man. I got so many people hitting me up on my instant message after she got off the show. Then I can't answer that stuff she can answer, man. But I think that's a good idea. What about you, Trey?
I totally agree. Now, are we doing this Thursday and Sunday or just Sunday?
Wait, man, what the fuck is going on with this, man? This says 13 minutes. Oh, man, something is fucking going on, man.
Can you hear
it
me?
It says I got 13. Yeah, I can hear you and shit, but I'm looking at, look up there where it say on air. It says we got 13 minutes, man. We. Huh?
Yeah, it says true. Stream left 12 minutes and damn, what the hell is that?
Man, I set this motherfucker up for, man, I hope it's the right one. Let me get it right quick. Hey, guys, just hang on 1 second. I got to do something. I got to look in here and see what my episodes say because it really don't make no sense. 15 minutes, shit. I think I'll just, I could edit it. Right now, it says we own, but let me edit it. Uploading it and cannot be undone. Let's see. It don't say nothing about the shit. You know what? We just have to deal with it like we dealing with it. All the stuff we doing, man, is to change my computer around. And for some reason, it didn't give me a full show, 90 minutes. It just got 15 minutes. And it probably did it, and I thought that it was normal. So let's just go, man. We can go into overtime. It doesn't really matter. Hey, this is the Down and Dirty Show with your host, Rosebud. I'm here. I ain't never going to be bullshitting you. I ain't never going to be talking shit to you. Well, I will be talking shit, but I won't be talking bullshit. I got my motherfucking dog, Trey, over there. Trey, what's up, man?
Oh, man, a lot of things, man. We got that YouTube stuff coming together. You got to see what I've been working on how we're going to present that, and it's looking mighty nice. So we're getting all that together, you know, getting that all squared away. So that's my focus right now. I want to make sure we have something real nice for the people to look at.
Man, speaking on that, you guys, I posted it, Twittered it. I am uploading new links to the course. Every so often, I have to upload new links because people pirate my shit. My shit's so dope. People pirate my shit, then they put it on their sites and they dress up in tuxedos and shit, and they try to sell my shit. I mean, you know, I didn't did what I could, but, you know, this internet, man, that's one of the things you got to deal with, motherfucking pirate and shit. But every so often, I got to change the links so that I could, you know, keep my shit. So you guys, evidently, a lot of you guys evidently didn't see what I put up, and you asked me, what's wrong? Was that like something that's really wrong? Nothing's wrong. I'm just changing the links, but I'm not no big old studio. So whereas a studio might do this shit in a few hours. It takes me about 34 hours to upload all this shit. And unless I want to start over, once I start uploading it, I don't want to stop it. Otherwise, if you hit me and you only got parts 1 and 2 of 1.0, I already got that uploaded. But I can't stop my upload so I can give you those links. Even though I have those links, if I give them to you, you won't be able to go to YouTube, see what you're looking for, because it's still in this mode of uploading. So I don't want you guys to think I'm trying to beat you or nothing like that, because I would never do that. But I am, you know, making changes on my station. Most of it due to Trey and his goddamn tech savvy ass. But a lot of it, you know, I wanted to make anyway. I just didn't know how to do it. But this motherfucker do know. Hey, you guys, don't sleep on my motherfucking MP3 files. It's on CD, baby. I have MP3 files that are conversation tools. CD, baby, got my motherfucking audio book on the MP3 file with a soundtrack with me reading my book, letting you understand the feelings and emotions that actually goes into that art or that craft of pimping hoe. You know, what makes the tape so dope is that, man, questions you might get, things you might think, that they're answered. And they're answered mostly in those rules that I developed into my 27 rules to become a master at this game. And those rules always come, or it seems like they always would come after I've been some shit, you know, involving this game, some mental gymnastics about this game of pimping. And if the rule that I adhere to now, whatever happened and already happened, and I done already went through it, now I'm riding or whatever, thinking about it, and then I'm, you know, telling myself how's the motherfucker. But what I'm saying is, as I think about that, I think of what rule, not purposely, it just comes to me, the rule that I adhere to. I mean, it's really a dope thing when you really have something to cling on to let you know or keep you in line. The more serious you are about what we're doing, you know, this is the pimp show, so of course I can talk about this pimp, but I really ain't talking about pimping right now. I'm talking about the more you believe, the more you are about whatever you profess. Man, this shit I'm talking, not only would it make much more sense, it would become second nature much quicker. And what we got to understand, which is why, you know what, I got to say this. I'm really glad that I took those links down, because I only did it yesterday, and I done got so many motherfuckers hitting me about where them links, which lets me know people are really using them motherfuckers, man. I'm really excited about that. So, I mean, that was a good thing. I really didn't, you know, hey, Trey, I got to get at to you, man, with your marketing bullshit. I really didn't pay attention to this kind of shit when I only uploaded them once before, I think, maybe twice. But what I'm saying is I just uploaded them however long it took. Fuck it. And when I got the link, I put it there and fuck whoever. You know, that's how I was thinking. But I'm saying not, hey, Trey, otherwise all that shit you talk ain't going on deaf ears, motherfucker. I'm hearing this shit. You know, I still might be a knucklehead, but I'm hearing it. And we can progress towards where you turn to go.
When you tell me how many views and what was it, I was like, oh, well, that's a lot of people, man. That's a lot of people you're touching.
Well, I'm telling you, man, it is. But see, let me tell you something. Check this out. I got four parts to 1.0. And if it was right, let's say five people that, you know, 1.0. I mean, part one of 1.0. See, it should be after they, you know, enough time, that five people should have bought 2, 3, and 4 parts. But see, what I see is like a lot of people buying the first part and a significant number buying the second part and less down to the fourth part. You know, you, I see the numbers go back up. So what I think, what I really think is happening, man, is that motherfuckers don't understand game. You know, if let's say you bought, let's use music. Let's say you say, I want to get Jay-Z's motherfucking library because I fucks with him. And you decide, well, I'm going to just start off with these two. And buy these two songs, and you hear the motherfuckers, you like the motherfuckers is just what you thought and more. I mean, you ain't going to stop buying Jay-Z shit, is you? Trey, would you?
Not at all. I want the whole, I want the rest. What's the, you know, what's he saying in this new stuff?
Well, what I'm saying, what I'm trying to make an analogy of is people get so much from so little of my shit that they think they got it. Otherwise, if some people just buy part one. And a lot of times, people can call in and attest to it. If you buy part one, I'm not automatically going to give you part two. But sometimes, even when I don't have a sale going on, I give up part two. But what I'm saying is, it's so much information in there. And motherfuckers think because they start using that information, they think they didn't got sharp. And they keep looking at that shit. And they think they sharp. After a while, they don't need to look at it no more. And then they think they don't even need the rest of the course because of how sharp they are. But what they don't know is they setting themselves up to run into a brick wall. Because if there's 1,000 things to use. Let's say I use that number, 1,000 things. And there's a list of this 1,000 things that you're going to get out of this doggone course. And then you start going down the list. Okay, I got this and I got that. Shit, I got this. I got that. And you didn't even know you had this much shit. But then when you get through counting, you only up to 25. You got 975 more things to get. But those 25 things that you're now paying attention to, that you're now using, that you're now seeing works, is going to work. And you, if you're silly, you're going to think, oh, yeah, I got this. It says I got 90 seconds left, but we going in overtime, so don't worry. Hey, but what I'm saying is you'll think you got all, but you don't. What you don't realize is that just like when you learn to walk, at first it was simply fun standing up. And then you take a step or two and fall. It's fun. It's hella fun. But after you just stood up 10 or 20, 30 times, your ass want to take more than a couple steps. You want to fucking take, let's say you took 2 at first and you failed, you want to take 7, 8, 9. And when you do that, you won't even do more. Why? Because you're learning. You thought standing up was it. And once you stood up, you thought taking a step was the shit. And once you took a step, you thought, God damn, I can take another step. Because you already know taking a step feels good. But you don't know shit about walking. And if you're just happy knowing how to take a step, your ass will never learn how to walk. Trey, am I making sense?
Yeah, I have the course. So it's like the way I can describe it to you is it's like a boxer, man. He's giving you that jab. He's like, is that all you got? But what he was doing was setting you up for the right hand. That jab, he was purposely missing it so it'd make your head go right. And you're thinking, oh, man, that's all he's throwing? He's throwing that fake jab, and you keep turning your head to the right. But then he fakes that left, and then he actually connects you with that right. That's how that course is, man. It's a lot. It's more than just a jab, man.
Well, you're right about that, and that was an excellent motherfucking scenario. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, deeper than that, is much deeper than that. It's deeper than these guys are used to thinking, because they're not used to critically thinking. What I'm saying is, sure, there's more. Sure, you would get more. But what you're saying is, theoretically, these two boxers, one of them wasn't using everything they got. One of them was. One of them said, damn, that's all that motherfucker got? And he just bobbing, missing that motherfucking tab. And the dude that's bobbing is thinking, man, this motherfucker ain't got shit. And then, like you say, he come with that 1-2. What I'm saying is this. He knew to come with the 1-2. He knew to set the motherfucker up with the jab only at first. Then he gonna slip that 1-2. That's because he's a real boxer. He studied his craft. These motherfuckers just learned how to jab. They about set up the rest of the shit and what they gonna do once that jab works, which is what I'm talking about with not getting the rest of the course. You get what you get, of course, you learn it. But a motherfucker that just know how to jab is like a beginning boxer. You can't get in the ring with a real boxer. And you guys are mistaking the fact that you are seeing such improvement from 1.0 and only four parts of 1.0. But a lot of people have only gotten 1 and 2. 3 and 4 hasn't even been gotten. Sure, it's money for me. So, yeah, sure, I'm talking about money. But in reality, what I'm talking about is you only discovered the tip of the iceberg. You only got the tip. There's a genuine iceberg under there. Of course, if you want the shit, you got to pay for it. But I ain't trying to trade you. I have too many sales, too many deals, too many things, trade off all kind of guys and shit. Same thing, you know, what I think of. But it's something I want to do because it is about money. Don't get me wrong. But it ain't just about money. With me or Trey, yeah, we both feel that we fucking deliver class one quality shit to you. And I don't give a fuck what story you take General Motors. They ain't giving you no car for letting they sell it for. I don't care what you tell Bill Gates. He ain't giving you a soft for less than they sell it for. They gonna have plenty of deals for you to get what the hell you wanna get. But if you really want it, you gonna have to pay for it. That's life, America. So you can't be mad at me because I take the time to do what I do and to get you what I get you. Then I charge you for it. What you motherfucking should be mad about or could be mad about is if I overcharge you for it. And I know I don't do that because the thing about my shit, which is what I stand on, Trey. This is something that I always say. If my shit did not work, as much goddamn shit as I talk, some motherfucker couldn't wait to come chop me up off the bullshit I'm saying. And they would do it on Facebook. Trey, am I right or wrong? Not do you agree with me. But would they, if some kind of negative shit come up, don't you think they'd be didn't post that shit by now?
They definitely would. They, you'd be laughed off the internet.
Hey, let me tell you something. Motherfucker ain't even asking for no money selling bullshit. What was that OG, whatever his fucking name was? He was selling bullshit. We got him off of here. Because
yeah, he
it ain't about
he disappeared.
The money. It's about, he didn't disappear. We ran him off. Just like we did before. Several times before. That motherfucker is a fake motherfucker. And people that fucks with me, people that I fuck with, don't fuck with fake shit. Especially when you're talking about shit like he be talking about, trying to give you another perspective of this goddamn game. Whatever his fucking name was. What I'm trying to say. Go ahead.
And he uses the Amazon, the owner of Amazon, his face as his icon. I'm like, this guy. Or avatar.
So,
like, this guy,
wait a minute. So you tell me the motherfucker that's on there, see the Amazon?
Yeah, that's
I didn't
his
know
name. Something Bezos or something like that. Look up the name Bezos.
I didn't know
on Amazon.
I thought that was him. Hey, he be using avatar and don't have to. Hey, fellas, listen. Talking shit. But I'm talking something very serious now. I'm telling you, first and foremost, don't worry that the links you have to the course is not working. They're not going to work until I finish uploading everything. But I will say this. As of earlier today, I can send you all 1.0. And I can send you a 3.0, but I'm still uploading 2.0. Now, if you bought all the shit, you know, and well, okay, I'll take that. Send that, bud. Well, hit me. I'll send it. But I don't really want to send you shit until I send it all to you. But it doesn't matter because you did buy it. And the motherfuckers I'm talking about is the motherfuckers that bought all the shit. Motherfuckers be spending $750, $850. They be wanting to buy everything because this shit is good. But I don't want to tell that motherfucker that spent $800 that half of his shit. I want to, you know, I could get you half of your shit right now. I'd rather tell the motherfucker I can't send you shit until I finish uploading all this shit. And then when I upload and he hear from me and he got all his shit, see, I'm a okay motherfucker then. You know, about that half bullshit, he might accept it, but then he still got some kind of thought in his mind about me until I send him the other half. See, I think like that, Trey. I don't even want people to fucking think about me in some kind of negative motherfucking way. But I know people be knowing the internet is a motherfucking, the internet, you know, cheats you, so I don't want to go with that either. So that's why I act and why I respond as I do. I'm not sending you shit because you said you bought it. Any motherfucker fucks with me, they didn't kept their goddamn email that I sent that shit on, and they didn't downloaded all that shit so they can have files. Otherwise, if you hit me and I'm not sure you had the shit, and you know, tell me when you bought it, blah, 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 I can look it up. And in cases like this, you know, when you need some new links because of whatever, you can tell me about that goddamn shit when you know, motherfuckers be saying, hey, man, but send me them links for one and two, you know, because whatever. They don't tell me their fucking name. They don't tell me shit. I hit them back. Man, when did you buy them? You know, woo, woo, woo. Motherfucker be talking about I can't remember what name I use or what email because I change my emails all the time. Well, look, man, you could be lying. Now, I'm not saying you are lying, but I'm saying I'll be damned if you're going to have me guessing about who the fuck you are or when the fuck you bought it or did you buy it. Man, if you're coming at me like that, your ass ain't getting shit, and I'm going to be talking crazy to you. So, with that said, you know that call-in number, motherfucking 657-383-0809. 657-383-0809. Call in, holler at me, man. we got so much new shit going that is just, it's amazing. Hey, Michael Moreau, I mean, not Mike. Excuse
Michael
me.
Roy Minute, is it time for the minute?
Trey Lavish. Yeah, Trey Lavish, it's time for the Michael Moreau.
I might be able to do a Michael Moreau impersonation soon, man. You know I can do a Rose Bud one.
Michael Moreau, my man. Come on, let's go with the Michael Moreau minute.
Okay, let me, I got to find that clip, man. One second.
Oh, motherfucker, find that motherfucker and let me know when you get it. Hey, you guys, you got to understand. When people like, you got it?
Here we go. Yeah, this is
right,
Michael Moreau interviewing Callie Muscle out of Oakland. And this is what he had to say.
Dollars
due,
3.8. And then just all of a sudden, just getting the pistol and just...
Well, you know, I contribute that to, you know, like in mob movies, mafia movies, they wear suits and ties, appear square.
Right.
But really doing some demonic, I was like that. You know, in Oakland was like that. The coldest killer in Oakland, name was Pondo, and you'd think he a college student, had 20 bodies. And so that was the...
I'm assuming Pondo's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, so that was the image of Oakland, was to look square. Wear your Argyle sweaters and your safe fitted, but be a stone cold killer.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you about that right there. Now, me personally, 180 degrees different. Don't agree with that bullshit at all. Because that's what that is to me. But I know where that motherfucker coming from. Now, when he's talking about being, you know, dressed, you know, and looking like a square, because, you know, that's what, let's say I'm a motherfucking killer or a jacker, you know, if I got on a suit, if I put on a suit and tie, that's what I'm trying to do, blend in. I don't want no motherfucker to notice me because, you know, what I do. And even if nobody know what I do, I don't want no motherfucker notice me because it makes me feel comfortable or safer. So I understand that as far as what he was saying. But when you brought up him, Trey, initially in the interview by Michael Moreau, I'm thinking about what he said as a pimp. That shit he said ain't got nothing to do with this pimping. You don't wear a suit to blend in. If that's the case, you go get the suit from Walmart or something. You wear a suit to stand out. You wear a suit to make you think a certain way with each step you take. You don't want to feel like Joe Blow over there that is a successful fucking lawyer. You want Joe Blow to recognize your material in your suit, so if he, you know, by glancing can recognize quality, you want him to be able to see the quality that you have in your clothing. But as far as wanting to look like him, that's why you got the certain colors you have hooked up. That's why you got the jewels on. That's why you drive the car you drive. Because all of this shit you got represent pimping. I don't have no bodies. Hey, let me ask you something, man. Trey, do you know what that means? You say they be having 20 bodies.
I was thinking when he said 20 bodies, like he was laying cash down.
That's exactly. Yeah. Not robbery. He was talking about successful killings. He didn't. I ain't saying he didn't did it, but that's what laying a motherfucker down means. And you know, bodies. Then he got bodies. That's what it means. Pimps ain't gonna kill you. Remember, fellas, we kicking pimping on here. And I'm not saying that was a bad clip to play.
I'm actually glad I played that because you did not agree with that with that, and I'm glad people see that you keep it real all the time, that you don't just agree with any clip that comes on there because, you know, Michael Roy interviewed
Michael Roy is my motherfucking nigga. But if he come, you know, foul, just like you noticed, man, when you was in my house the other day, I'm talking to my dog, Shantae, I give him plenty of credit of giving me hella game. But, you know, when the nigga said some foul shit, you heard me. You know, I ain't playing. I be real. I'm a real nigga, and I ain't scared to apologize when I'm wrong. I get the guilt when I didn't win off, all that kind of goddamn shit. But I don't fuck with you unless I love you. And the harder I scream on you, the more I love you. Because when I don't love you, I ain't saying shit. You could be finna get hit by a truck. I might say, look out. But if I love you, motherfucking ass, I'm a motherfucking run up there and try to dive and make sure you get out the way. That's just how I am, man. I ain't finna fuck with you. I ain't wasting my goddamn energy on you if you ain't about shit because you want to believe, you know, whatever. So just understand. You know, I do my thing Thursdays on this show, and we going to have a Michael Maroy minute every time. Understand, my confidence course is the truth. It's the fucking truth. Now, you can all think I was a pimping ass motherfucker, which I was. Pimping hoes, slamming Rolls Royce doors. All I did is anything I chose because I was a pimp. I wasn't no fake motherfucker. But let me tell you something. I know how to treat a woman. I learned how to treat a woman by being a pimp. And some of you motherfuckers out there, if you pay a fucking attention and listen to what I'm saying, you might shortstop some goddamn problems you had. Because this pimping, that's what it is. It's a problem-riddled life that you have to continually kick problems out your motherfucking way until you have handled the lifestyle. This could take 1 year like it did me, or it could take 20 years like it do the average motherfucker. And they never reach what I reached in one fucking year. Not because I was the baddest motherfucker in the world. No, I ain't saying that. It's because I adhered to the game. There were several motherfuckers like me. I mean, not like me, but, you know, was at the epitome of their shit in a very short period of time. Because if you believe in what you're doing, regardless of what it is, what you're doing is going to take you to the promised land. Unless you believe in being a bum or a drunk or a drug addict, you know, some kind of problem type life. We don't kick it like that. I talk, even though this is a down and dirty show, I talk to square motherfuckers too on this show. I want to talk about what makes a motherfucking man desirable. I don't want to say pimps are the only motherfuckers desirable, so you ain't desirable. You good lawyer and motherfucker, or you good librarian, or you gas station attendant. Hey, I talk to all them motherfuckers, and I tell them all the same goddamn thing. Because they all are the same. They men. They're not defined by their job. But if you want to define yourself by the job, that's up to you. And you give me any CEO, $300,000 a year making motherfucker, I make him cry for me to leave him alone. Because I ain't been the fucking goddamn care about what the fuck he make. Hold on for a second. You know I'm doing my show, baby. Call me back. I'm not been the motherfucking... Let none of that bull. Fuck you, CEO motherfucker. I am real. You could be whoever you are. Gas station motherfucker, CEO motherfucker, pimp ass motherfucker, dope dealing motherfucker, whoever you are. Golf playing motherfucker, basketball playing motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Because I know I ain't lying. I know. If I go out there, you ain't going to do shit for me. You ain't gonna buy me no gas. You ain't gonna buy me nothing from Denny's. You ain't gonna do, not that you chicken shit. It's just that you don't go around doing shit for people like that. Motherfuckers got to do for theyself. I believe that. I fucking believe that, and I live like that. I'm finna think of some shit for whatever amount of minutes it takes me to think about it, and I'm finna make a decision about that goddamn shit right fucking now. Motherfucker try to sell me something and start explaining some shit that I ain't talking about. Fuck you, I ain't even listening no more, because you motherfucker, you trying to sell something. And I'm a consumer. I lie to buy that shit and go all the way home and it be the wrong shit. My principles, my ADP principles, my fucking alpha male rule, you know, the pledge, the five no's, the 10 fucking inexpensive things to do. I got all that shit for you free. It's nothing but my thought jolters or thought provokers, because that's what you need to do. That's what each and every one of you need to do. It's not learn how to catch a bitch. It's not get the coolest gear. It's not have the flyest ride. It's learn how to think. Something you don't need no goddamn money to do. You motherfuckers don't know how to think. I want you to learn how to think. I want you to learn how to get ahead, be far away from the average motherfucker. So, you know, tonight, of course, like every night, we're going to talk about some shit, pimp shit. You know, every Thursday night we talk about pimp shit. And do you know the right things to do? I mean, when it comes to how you handle bitches, other niggas' bitches, or square bitches, hoes. I mean, do you know the right thing to do? 786, I see you, man. What's happening? 786, you there? Okay, 786, did you press one accidentally, or did
hello?
You want to ask the question?
Yeah, hello. Okay, yeah, you can't hear me with the headphones on. I had to take them out. What's up with it though, man? Hey, let me ask you. Hey, when you was in the game, right? Did you ever go through? And when I say in the game, I'm talking about when you was fresh, when you were still green, you still learning and all that. Did you ever go through like situations where the game just spanked you, like you, this shit just keep going wrong?
Yeah.
Now, when you say, how they say, okay, if it's in you. Is either in you or out or on you, some shit. If it's in you,
is it in you or is it no? Is it in you or is it on you?
Right. Is it in you? Is it, now when you were going through the situation, do you ever look yourself in the mirror and be like, "Damn, I'm trying to think. This shit really in me," because you're going through so much, you know, trials and tribulation.
Listen,
did you ever find yourself in it?
Stop. Listen. You asking a really powerful question, but the answer is so goddamn simple that you might not get it. This is what I'm telling you, man. Sayings have meaning, and if you are about the environment that the saying is about, then this meaning is going to have a big fucking impression on you. Otherwise, when motherfuckers, like that saying you were saying, when that saying came up, when it was created because motherfuckers, just like you saying, they down, they trying to have it, but everything they do is just not coming up right. You know, goddamn, you're starting to doubt, should you do it and all that shit? And then at one point, you could be driving in your car, you could go into a gas station bathroom, and look in the mirror. But at one point, you would look in a mirror some kind of way, even walking past Denny's and looking in the mirror, I mean in the window, and seeing your reflection. And you just Ask yourself, nigga, yeah. Is it in you or is it on you? Because that statement meant that you did not, if you said it's in me, everyone does say it's in me, but a lot of people, it's just on them. Otherwise, they thinking the shit, but they ain't about the shit. If it's in you, you gonna take that goddamn ass whooping you getting as long as you get it, but you gonna be trying like a motherfucker to stop getting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, listen to me, man. I got more. Something about you is fake. That's why you keep bumping your head. What are you faking?
What happened?
Hold up.
Oh.
I don't want to know what happened. What fake about you? Be honest, man. I don't know you.
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, man. Like when I got into that game, man, I did it the wrong way.
You did what?
No, I came in the wrong way. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. All I know is, okay, I had a bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Stop. Man, look, I don't want to hear your fucking life story. I don't hear none of that bullshit. I want to get to the point about what you're talking about.
You was talking about the doubt.
Yeah, but everybody comes in wrong. Everybody comes in wrong. How do you come in right?
Well, shit, that's the thing about it. Yeah, I don't know what way to come in right.
Stop. Listen to what I'm asking you, and let me say this first. Everybody that's listening, this is what I'm talking about when I say motherfuckers is scared to think. I asked him, how do you come in right? Instead of him searching his mind to answer it, because he certainly has an idea or something, even if it's wrong, even if he say whatever, and I say, man, that's fucking wrong. At least the motherfucker thought enough to answer the shit for him so that he can see that he was wrong. But the average one of you motherfuckers out there will do just what he did, play past the question. Now, since I said all that, can I get an answer? How do you come in right?
Well, the way you come in right is me personally, you know, just come up on under a reputable pimp. That's my answer.
Okay, hold on. That's your answer. That is the way to come in. Now, I'm going to ask you this, but I'm really setting you up, so don't just really get fucked up
okay.
with this. But
I'm going to keep it real.
What I'm asking you is this. What respect level of game that I have represented, what do you have? Do you have a high respect level, low, medium, what? I didn't hear you.
I say, repeat that question again, what you're asking me?
What I'm saying is, where is your respect level for what I represent as far as coming in the game or whatever, how I came in the game? What is your respect level? What's your respect level for me?
Oh, it's at 100. I respect you.
Stop right there. Listen to this. If what you said was true, you come in under a reputable P. I didn't come in the game right.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I saying?
Basically, you didn't come in with a reputable game right. You didn't come in with no reputable P. So therefore, there is no right way to come into the game. It's just staying
Stop. Thank you. Because all you did was think. All you did just now was think about the question that you had, and your fucking ass came up with the right answer. So what am I saying now?
you gotta think before you say something, because the answer is already in your head. You just gotta think about what's being asked to you.
Brother. Yeah. That's right. You hear what this nigga saying?
I hear him.
Man, that's dope. Because that's what I try to impress. You cannot ask a question unless you already have three or four versions of an answer. You can't formulate the question, bro. You cannot make this question come to your mind unless you have three or four versions of the fucking answers. And the average motherfucker don't believe that, so they don't think that, so they don't try to answer their own question. What I'm saying is this, bro. Let's start all over. Let's back up from when you first called and press one. What if you called to explain how you understood that saying, or you've been going through this and you see why I say stay down? I mean, don't you think, since we didn't just make this a realization, that now that you know that you did have that answer, you would not have had that question? Can you see or agree with that?
Yeah, I can agree with it.
So, in a nutshell, bro, what am I saying to you?
Meaning that if you stand down, there's no reason to ask. There won't be no question if it's in you because you stand down. That the reality, you know, it just shows itself. You don't have to ask yourself that question, you know. You know, you don't have to really like
wait. Everything you stand right, except take that you don't have to out. Wherever you had it, take that out. But every fucking thing you were saying is right. You do have to ask yourself questions. You do have to think whatever the hell you was just thinking. But you can stand it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can stand it. Now, I'm telling you some really deep things right now. Think about if you had how, because there's going to be more. Once you realize what we're talking about now, it's going to make more questions come up. It's going to make different situations come up. What I'm saying is, do you think I really helped you with this answer or this conversation here?
Oh, yeah, both of them.
Well, think what the fuck I would do if you had my shit and you actually believed my shit the way you believe me. Talking to me is definitely better than listening to an MP4 or whatever the fuck it is. But what I'm saying is, there's so many things that we haven't talked about right now that if you actually knew them, you would never doubt yourself again. This is first of all, you do see how you was doubting yourself, right?
No. To be honest with you, nah.
You know?
Nah.
So let me ask you something. Do you know how to drive a car?
Do I know how to drive a car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how to drive a race car?
No.
So what I'm saying is, why couldn't you drive a race car?
Because I never drove it.
But you're doubting yourself because you never drove it. Because what you said that is the operative word is drove. You know how to drive. So what I'm saying is, if the race car goes 200 miles an hour, that doesn't mean you got to go 200 miles an hour. That means you might go 80 miles an hour until you start learning how to go 80 miles. Oh, damn, this steering is way different than the regular car.
Yeah,
damn, true. You know, you would start learning shit before you know it, you'd be driving 200 miles an hour because you did not doubt your ability to drive. You just realized you didn't know how to drive a racing car. And instead of panicking, you thought about it and did what you did when you answered the question that I talked to you about. So what I'm saying to you, what I want you to understand, you know, I'm not trying to undercut myself, but this is just, I mean, we talking, I got to be real. You can be what you think you want to be, but you have to be able to deal with the doubt. You have to be able to deal with the doubt that's going to come from wanting to be. Hey, let me ask you this before I finish. Let's say You judge yourself last week. You judge yourself every week. You've been judging yourself every week for all your life. And it's always been progressive, or you want it to be progressive. You want it to be better. Next week, would you want to be judged the same as this week?
No.
You would want to be what?
I would want to be better.
So do you see what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah,
what
I see what
you're saying. What am I saying?
No, what you're saying is there's nothing wrong with doubt. There's nothing wrong with doubt. But you still, you don't let the doubt, you don't really act on the doubt, you know, as far as like not moving forward.
I agree with you, brother. I don't want to know your name, but let me tell you something. You much sharper than you think. That doubt is holding you back. That's why you faking. That's where you faking at. That's what bitches see in you. Not that you doubt yourself, but since you're not doing what a motherfucker that wasn't doubting himself would do in this particular instance, they see something that turns them off. And you could get close a lot, I believe that. I believe you fuck bitches too. But I believe you just know you ain't getting what you're supposed to be getting. Not pussy, but bitches, everything. You're not getting what you're supposed to be getting. And that's because you doubt your quality as far as being worthy of getting it. So what I'm saying to you, which should help you, you kill that doubt, and when I talk to you next, even if you kill that doubt tonight and went out tomorrow and represented killing that doubt, you would call me Sunday or Thursday with some experiences that you had that let me know that you motherfucking did what we talked about and you saw results. Because my thing is, you ain't got to, if you accept what I'm talking, not that I'm a God, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you accept what I'm talking about and you actually go try what I'm talking about, your fucking ass going to see your results right then, that night. This is why motherfuckers love my shit. If it didn't work, bro, then I'd be, bro, they not, so a lot of guys spend $60, $50. Man, people spend $800.
True.
$750. And they be buying my shit. And what I'm saying is, if the shit I bought for $800 wasn't shit, I would complain. If the shit I bought for $60 wasn't shit, I would complain. But I'm saying, bro, you don't hear that shit about me. Because I'm not trying to say, buy my shit and I will catch you a bitch. That's not what I'm saying. Buy my shit, I'm going to make you a great pimp. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, in order to become a great pimp, you have to think great pimping. And in order to think great pimping, you have to be guided by a great pimp. And I say this with a modesty, but I was a great motherfucking pimp. 3 years in the game, I was Rolls Royce and cash money. 4-5 motherfucking bitches all the motherfucking time. Never went to motherfucking jail. Never had no drug issue. None of that goddamn shit. Any motherfucker that know me, know anything on me, would say so. The only motherfucker that I've been hearing saying something on me is this Jimmy Starr nigga, talking about I'm soft or whatever. But I don't even
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker, man, come on, man. That motherfucker out of his goddamn mind talking about me. And what I'm saying is, who's a motherfucking punk? I'm on this show Thursdays and Sundays. That motherfucker know when I'm on here. And if I was a punk, why he didn't come front me off?
I'm open to the punk. Like a bus driver or something.
He was the bus driver, man.
Yeah.
He drove from Muni. I was the motherfucking pimp. And all I'm saying is, I don't care what he said. I want to get that motherfucker no time on my show. What I want you to understand is motherfuckers can't fuck with me. because I got a clean jacket. If I wasn't who I say I am, don't you think, motherfuckers? Man, I was with you in Chicago, man. You was a punk ass. You didn't. I was with you in New Orleans. Wherever I'm talking about, I was. Whoever the fuck was there would front me off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm fucking. I'm wide open. I am not afraid. So what I'm saying is everything is public, open to the public. You got to understand this, man. You might be thinking about buying my course, $100, whatever. People spend $800 at once. I mean, all of it. They want the whole library. Now, if they bought it and some of it didn't work, them motherfuckers would complain. But they don't. That's because I'm not lying to you or any other motherfucker. If you fucking do this shit, you're going to be, well, not like me, because I wanted to be a pimp. But I'm saying, if you a square dude, you know, if you a motherfucking regular working Joe, whoever the fuck you are, you go be able to take this shit I'm talking about and utilize it and take it to the fucking bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because bitches like confidence. Bitches don't like dudes. That's why a big fat motherfucker with the same confidence as a thin motherfucker in the game can be equal. Big fat motherfucker, but he got 10 bitches. He doing this, he doing that. Hey, it ain't about his size. I know a motherfucker named Ugly George. His women
from Detroit.
You know him?
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
What I'm saying is, motherfucker, his women called him ugly. That was his name. But that nigga had hoes. He had bitches. Because he ain't, you know, pretty is what pretty does. And he did what every motherfucking handsome motherfucker do, and that was be a conceited bastard.
Yeah.
The bitches love him.
People believe it.
Hey, that motherfucking Seal. You know, he had that fine-ass modeling bitch. And he was like that. He had some kind of goddamn whatever them scars were. I'm just saying, man, it's what I'm really saying is stop tripping, man. You got a lot of... I seen something in you, in talking to you, that every motherfucker that call in don't have. So you need to utilize it, bro. And hit me, man, if you need something, you know, to get started with the course. What do you have? You don't have my course. Like, what do you have?
All I have is the part, the tool on Wake Your Game Up.
See, I'm saying is you got a tool.
Yeah.
In order to get a tool, you got to be some sort of motherfucker. You know, otherwise, if you want a hammer, you got to be a carpenter. If you want to, you know, something to measure arcs, you got to be an electrician. You know, so whatever you got that tool for, I hope is helping you, but I doubt it because you ain't became this motherfucker.
The Wake Your Game Up is you were basically really spitting about, I don't want to give your shit away, but, you know, you were just basically spitting about having a program.
Well, yeah, man, but of course, but didn't that make you want to get some fuck? Are you really out there, man, or not? Don't sound like you really out there. Let me tell you, I'm going to judge you right quick. I could be wrong. It don't sound like you really out there. It sounds like you may have had a broad to do something for you, but I don't believe she stole no pussy and gave you no money. What I'm saying is I can hear all that in your voice. I can hear all that in what you're saying. I don't know you. I don't know you at all, do I?
Nope.
So what I'm saying is what I'm truly meaning what I'm saying, bro. I practice what I preach. I'm not scared to jump off the bridge. You seen me jump off the bridge just now. Jumping off the bridge means I'm going to make a judgment. Hey, that's what I said, and I'm going to see if I'm right. You honest. You told me what was right, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's not about being right. It's about being who you claim to be.
True. Yeah, being truthful, man.
That's right. It's about being who you claim to be. If I claim to be a nigga that can stand it, I don't give a fuck. If I make a decision, if I make a whatever determination, I'm going with it. I ain't going to try to dress it up. I ain't going to try to change it if I'm wrong. I ain't going to do none of that. But that's what every motherfucker, every average motherfucker, that's what they do. They be wrong about some goddamn shit, and instead of them accepting it, they're going to sit up there and try to make all kind of bullshit right. Oh, this square thing, it fits. Man, the hole is round. How could this be right? No. This square thing, you know, it'll work. All right, bro. I ain't got time to listen to that, man. So what I want to say to
you. Know, hey, but Bud, though, you know, I just like the game, man. You know, I'm a student to the game. It's not even about no bitches. I just like the game. I like the camaraderie of pimps. I like the mentality. I don't mean like that boyfriend girlfriend shit. To me, I think that's fake. You know what I'm saying? You don't really.
But wait, man.
To me,
pimping
is like real form of manhood. To me.
Well, you're right about that. But listen, you say you just like the game. You just like the camaraderie. You like this. You like that. But it ain't really about the bitches. Right there. You ain't even about the game. Right there.
I mean, I know bitches is a part of the game.
Hold and listen. What I'm saying.
Hello.
When you start doing what you was just doing, I'm about the game. I like this. I like that. You cannot exclude anything. You have to accept what is in the game. Because just because you like being around motherfuckers like me, just because you like being around motherfuckers that have bitches, just because you know motherfuckers, you know, can have bitches, don't mean you're supposed to be around here. Unless you know you're supposed to have them. Unless you know you're supposed to want it. If you feel like that, then you really are about the game. Now, you could be around the game and not be about the game. And that, see, you hear me, bro? That's where you got your confusion. Is it in me or is it on you? And I would say it's on you. It's not in you.
So let me ask you this. You say, hello?
Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, okay. Let me ask you this. Because you say about bitches. You're right. Bitches is a part of the game. That's the same thing you can say with money. Like, money is a part of the game, but it's just a perk. It don't represent the entire game. What I was saying about the game was, I'm saying bitches, they don't really represent the entire game. You know, they're part of the game. You know, they're a perk to the game, but they don't represent it. That's what I mean.
Well, bruh, you can explain yourself if you want to. And what you're saying is right. What you're saying is right. But you ain't going to be in the game come out pimping without no bitches.
Just like if you got money,
it don't make you a pimp. What I'm saying is,
right about that.
Bro, I'm way past that. I'm listening to what you say out your mouth. I make my judgments by the statements and the comments you make. And they show me what I'm saying. And no motherfucking pimping gonna take no shorts. And what I'm trying to get you to see is that that's where you need to step your game up, because you're faking and you are realizing it without accepting that you realize the fake in you, because you're still trying to explain the shit. I can be quiet and listen to you, and I'm sure you can explain some enough for me to come over there and help you do what you're doing. But it still ain't going to make you really about this game. You got to really be about it. You can't say you're about it. And if you're about it, you're not going to ask the questions you ask, bro. That's just all that is to it. You're not. If you have something to say or you're seeking about that particular subject, you'll make that particular statement. You know, man, I was doing this, that, and the other, and I was always told to do this, that, and the other. Sometimes this shit is confusing. And, man, whatever that this, that, and the other was, we would start talking about it. We start kicking it, and you'd get the game. Because you came at me with game. You came at me with game, and we kicking game. You don't come at me with no fucking questions, because if that's the case, I'm going to charge you up. You listening?
Yeah, I remember you said that one time, too.
Well, I'm being real. I'm not changing. I want you to understand, bro. I want you to grow. I don't want you to be able to have this long conversation with me and not really grow. You feel me?
Now, I feel you 100%.
All right, man. Do me a favor, man. Do yourself a favor. Get that shit, man. I got 2-for-1 going, even with the course, because most of my 2-for-1s is just for the tools. But right now, it's even for the course. So you buy part 1, I'm giving you part 2. You buy part 3, I'm giving you part 4. You buy all of part 1, I mean 1.0, I'm giving you 2.0. So come on, man. Let's get our shit going, man.
I got you.
For sure. I'm going to put you back in, bro. Hey, Trey.
All right.
Yeah.
Trey, what you got? Trey, I know you got a lot of shit going, man. And I know we've been talking about a lot of shit. But I so far, I'm liking the show, you know, because a lot of things are getting answered for me. You know what's really getting answered? This
what,
shit
the
don't
people?
Change. No, this shit does not change. I can do this exact same show on Sunday, next Thursday, and the next Sunday, and on for some months. Because we can talk about this for a long time. Even though we've been talking about it this much time, it's only been a little while, and it really ain't shit we didn't talk about. Because it's so much of this shit to talk about. How the fuck do you think I have these different things to talk about every week when it's really all the same thing? Being a motherfucker that ain't taking no bullshit because he believes in what he believes. That's what every fucking one of my shows are about. So it's not like I just change and get news media and all this kind of goddamn bullshit that I can talk about. No, I'm talking all the shit I talk about, but it's really about the same thing I've been talking about. And that's being a motherfucker, being a man, because this shit don't stop. This shit is a continuous growth. Now, initially, once you've taken the time to get to know yourself, I'm talking about truthfully, then you realize that you're not really afraid or ashamed to admit and accept that you want growth. You're seeking growth. But until you get real, until you make your motherfucking self accept yourself, you ain't gonna be able to admit little things like this is some little shit. But you ain't gonna be able to admit it because the littlest things are the biggest things. If you know so much, how could you let that little shit go by? That's all I say when people say they know shit. Well, how could you let that happen? So, what you have to do, what we have to do together, is identify what the most important thing in manhood is. As we talk, as we do these, as I do these shows and you come on and listen, you're going to realize that the fucking most important thing in manhood is how you deal with and accept everyday occurrences. Shit that happens every day, twice a day, 13 times a day, 350,000 times in this block. It's the same shit, but how do you handle it? How the fuck do you handle it? There is no motherfucking other place where you gonna get what you get from me tonight and every night that we listen, because we talk about, hopefully you understand, we talk about the truth. We talk about becoming or how to become this dude that you're trying to be. And hopefully everybody that's on here trying to be pimps. Now, I'm not promoting pimping, but what I am promoting is awareness and understanding of pimping. And if you do choose that avenue, of course, knowing what you're doing would be in your best interest. So, like I say always, I'm looking out for you. The things that I talk about, see, they teach growth. And my course, it actually teaches you the methods to use and the reasoning behind the things that you learn. And I don't want you to be no motherfucking robot, you know, and just do some shit I say. No, that's not what I want. I want you to disagree if you disagree, but I want you to be able to say why. Stand up for what your thoughts are. Don't just disagree because you can, because you grown. Motherfucker, that bullshit. How do you react when you're out and somebody step on your toe? Now, I don't mean literally step on your toe, but even literally, how do you act? See, what I mean is, when something don't go your way, a lot of you motherfuckers do not realize that you get upset because you lack principles. When shit don't go your way, you're going to get mad and talk whatever shit, whatever, because you ain't got no principle about what you're talking about. Because if you ain't got no fucking, if you have principles about what you're talking about, you don't get upset. You don't get angry. You just stay on point. The way you react to everyday problems is a genuine precursor or an indicator to how you're going to react to problems in life. You see, you motherfuckers are going to have all kind of petty little problems that you have to deal with in life. But you got to stay within the boundaries of what you are trying to become. And that's the only way you're going to successfully deal with them. Because even if you deal with something successfully as far as the problem, but you had to go out of your boundaries of what you believe to do it, that's not going to work for you. You must stay within your boundaries or your principles. Therefore, your boundaries and your principles have to be very clear to you. They can't be something that can be talked about. No, it has to be clear. And I think some of you motherfuckers may mistakenly believe you think you have to have a double life in order to be a alpha motherfucker. I mean, you can look at it like that if you want to, because you're this way over here and you might be, hey, baby, whatever at home. That's not, it don't make you not alpha. But we're going to go into what I'm talking about. I don't want to just say it. So what I'm saying is, when you first get the course, you're going to have to continually remind yourself of how to act. Otherwise, if you are without the course, going to be this way, and when you get the course, you have to remind yourself to be this way, you can make yourself